sets. Not quite really sure where to start tonight, but an exciting game.
Yeah, I mean, it is about entertainment, footy for a fiver and goals and attacking football and all those kinds of things that we're trying to do. It's probably encapsulated in that 90 minutes there. Credit to both teams, really. I thought both teams wanted to win it. Both teams showed some real quality at times going forward. Obviously, things to work on defensively for both teams, but, you know, credit to Bootle as well. I thought they contributed as well to a brilliant game.
At the end there, 3-1 down, I mean, I'm sure you can be happy with a point, but there's chances to win it as well.
Yeah, I mean, with 3-1 down really, and orchestrated of our own downfall really, with a couple of really poor decisions. The free kick for the first goal was, you know, off the ball where, you know, Kev's got tangled with their lad and it's a free kick and it's deflected and gone in. So that stitched us up, and then, you know, I'm sure with hindsight, Joe would have stood up rather than diving in at the edge of the box there to give away the penalty. And apart from that, I you know, buying the first 10 minutes, I didn't think they created a great deal. So I was happy for us to go and give it a good go. I was happy for us to give it a go because, you know, I'd rather kind of come here and lose 4 or 5-1 than not give it a go. So I turned to Brox and said, we're going 3-4-3. We made some substitutions and we got some attacking and we tried to pin them back, and it worked. We got the two goals, and then, you know, as you've said there, you know, Saul's gone in and, you know, he's had to bide his time a little bit, and he gets a chance and it's a good first touch. He's gone across the keeper and it's a couple of inches off. It's hit the inside of the post, come back. It's gone underneath Tom Bailey on the way through and then over the top of him on the way out. So, you know, we could have nicked one there and nicked the 3 points, and I think we'd have been over the moon with that. But, you know, it would have been harsh on Bootle because, you know, for large parts of the game, they were the better team.
And two collector's items in terms of goals. Josh Tinker's 30-yard left-footed curl over the keeper, and Matty Kay's 20-yard bar post, roof of the net, bounced off the line. I mean, which of the two was the better for you?
I'm not sure. They both count as one. I think Gaz Lithi's goal was probably the most important goal of the game, and that's in from a yard out. Debatable own goal. I'm sure Gaz will claim it, but I'm sure that was the more important goal. But yeah, I mean, Tinks has done tremendous since he came in at the back end of last year. If you look at the record while he's been in the team, it's a good one. He's solid defensively, and he's got that in his locker to come forward as well. Good with both feet, so when he cuts inside, he's still a threat, and he stuck at the top corner from 25 yards out. And that was at a time, it was just after they scored, and we really needed a little bit of a lift because we were under cosh a little bit at that point, so it was obviously really, really nice, for a bit of a bonus for our fullback to step in and score a goal like that. Real stunning strike. And then the Matty Kay goal, you know, it's 3-2 and we're going forward and the ball's half cleared from their box and you want it to drop to one player. It's Matty Kay, and he without taking a touch, has that quality to step onto it and stick it in the top corner, in off the bar on the post, I think, in the end. So, you know, I was on the pitch there. I've done the old Brian Kidd from about 1994. I was on the pitch there because I thought it was just reserved for some brave play from our lads, because I've just said to him, for large parts of the game, I didn't think we were at the races, but the last 30 minutes of the game, to a man, we've stood up, and we did it last week as well when we on Saturday. We did it then as well when we went down to 10 men. We dug in. And we've dug in again there tonight, and we've taken a point from it. So, all in all, we've had two tough games to start with: Widnes at home and Bootle away. We've got 4 points on the board. You know, we'll take stock of that, and we'll be quite pleased with that. And you know, we'll go on now. We've got a big game Saturday, so we'll prepare on Thursday and try and give 1874 Northwich a game.
Sets, thanks a lot.
Thanks, mate.